Well, I was wondering if you've heard of Our Lady of America.
Yes.
Okay, I came into the Catholic Church. I was baptized in 06, and I have a real strong devotion for Our Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read everything I could find about her. Bob and Penny Lord's The Many Faces of Mary. I've read up recent books about Medjugorje. And then just mm-hmm. recently, I've heard of Our Lady of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the website, and they explained this devotion and how she appeared to, I can't remember the nun's name right now, in 1956.
Yeah, Maria from Nizil.
And she promised that if this devotion is carried out in America, greater things will happen here than in a Fatima and at Lourdes. And I just don't understand why this is not being done in the Catholic Church. I can't fathom why we're not spreading this devotion more.
Well, as far as I'm aware, this is not an apparition that has received ecclesiastical approval. And so if that's the case,
well,
then that would...
I understand the bishop in that area has approved this apparition.
Well, I'm unaware of that. I'd have to do some research, but, you know, if it's an unapproved apparition, then that would go a long way to explaining it. Even if it's an approved apparition, though, approved apparitions are not signed off by the church in a way that individual Catholics are obliged to believe them. And so consequently, the church never places apparitions on the same level as scripture and say, everyone needs to do this, everyone needs to get behind this, everyone needs to believe this. What the church does when it signs off on an apparition and approves it is say that this is worthy of human faith, but it's mm-hmm. not obligatory. And so even in the case of very very much approved apparitions like Fatima or Lourdes, the church doesn't say that you have to believe that there is something supernatural here, or you don't have to believe these visions, you don't have to follow the devotions that are recommended by them or give credence to the promises that are associated with them.
The church permits you to do that, but
there's even a form of encouragement there by the ecclesiastical approval, but it doesn't do it in such a way that you're obliged in conscience as a Catholic to do that.
Archbishop Burke.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, that the church is teaching right. That's left up to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking as Catholics as a whole, this has not been talked about. It has not even been really written about that I understand.
Yeah,
except there's one book out there that Dan Lynch has written on this
This is one of the topics that we handle with some discretion here on Catholic Answers Live, because even with approved apparitions, there are oftentimes a lot of information out there that is not necessarily reliable. And this
uh-huh.
is because this is an optional thing that different people feel called to different devotions. We don't promote any particular devotion or any particular apparition on our program, because they're not something that the church requires of individual Catholics, and we want to preserve, we don't want to tell people you must go in for this particular thing that the church treats as an option. And so we don't endorse particular apparitions or particular spiritualities. We're not going to tell you that you need to like the Latin Mass, or that you need to be a charismatic, or that you need to prefer Ignatian spirituality to Dominican or Franciscan, because these are all different things where God, through His grace, is working in the church, but He calls different individuals to different modes of spirituality, and even over the course of their life, a person may be called to different forms of spirituality, and so we just want to respect that and treat that with the dignity it deserves, but we don't want to push particular spiritualities.
Gary, I hope that's a help. If you Google regarding Our Lady of America, you'll get a short essay by Archbishop Burke, who's now the signatura prefect for the apostolic signature in Rome, and he covers the status of the church with regard to Our Lady of America. I hope that's a help, Gary.
Yes.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Take good care.